Blog Talk Radio.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenals of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chamber and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? Master.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shallow, oh, with blackness. Oh,
that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, when it seemed like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed.
dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. The weather is all sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Good evening. Good evening. And welcome to my world of green. Happy Sunday to everybody. I'm so happy to have you here. We're back in the building starting our week. Like I said, if you didn't see my post, I might have put it out a little late. If you didn't see my post, we are going to be doing Psalm 12 and 13 tonight. I just wanted to step in for a couple of seconds and do a little prayer together. And then I'm going to go back into a little bit more music, and then we will go ahead and get into that. So basically, it's going to be digging into 12 and 13 of the Psalms, and 12 really reveals basic contrast between the words of deceit, flattering evil, and the pure reliability of the Word of God. And we're going to focus on that. More things like, so in that psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall want for nothing. I will fear no evil. Those are some of the teachings that are in Psalm 12, so we're going to go through those, and then we're going to go into Psalm 13. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit of motivational speaking. We got about an hour and 8 minutes left in the show, so let me go back to a little more music. I'm going to come back with my prayer because I don't have it quite the prayer that I wanted to do with you guys. So let me come back with my prayer. We're going to go to another song, and I'll be right back with my prayer. God is good.
Hey, Put your hands together for Von Burt. A living legend. I got Jesus. I'm gonna mess around and catch the Holy Ghost calling on Jesus.
Amen, amen. Welcome back. I just want to do a prayer. Bow your heads if you would. Lord, as I step into this new day, I humbly place myself under your loving care. Surround me with your shield, Lord, and your presence. Let your grace be my armor. Guide my steps and lead me along the path of righteousness. Keep me safe, Lord, from the unseen dangers of the day. Guard my mind against the negative thoughts. As I interact with others, let me be a beacon of your love, your peace, reflecting your goodness in all that I do, Lord. I entrust my loved ones into your hands, knowing that your watchful eye is upon them. As the shepherd watches over his flock, watch over us, protecting us from harm and leading us away from the snares of enemies. Dear Lord, thank you for being the Father who craves to lavish love and goodness towards me. Help me to recognize it and accept it and embrace it, to life far beyond what I could hope or imagine. May I look to you first, Lord, nothing else, for comfort and protection. I choose to find my rest in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you receive that. We'll be back with more.
It is not my big lock on the door that makes me safe. It's not bars on the windows that make me safe. Do y'all hear me today? No, no, no. It's not a security guard at the front gate that makes me safe. It's not the alarm system that I have on the wall that makes me safe. It ain't whatever I got in the drawer next to the bed that makes me safe. No, I lay down and I go to sleep because I know who my God is. Hallelujah. And because I know who my God is, I can lay down and go to sleep, singing to my soul. I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. right. Oh, praise his name. I'm finished, church. My heart is full right now. I wish I could get it out of my mouth the way I feel it in my heart. But I just want to tell somebody something good got to come out of this, because God is real, because his grace is sufficient, because his love is everlasting, because his power is unlimited, because his wisdom is perfect, because his name is great, because his grace is sufficient, because his strength is perfected. I got a feeling something good has got to come out of this. Say it for myself today. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt fear break the captive, trying to conquer my soul. But I've heard the voice of Jesus telling me, fight on, preach on, pray on, serve on, lead on.
Yesterday. There was a mother that had two sons. One of the boys was interested in himself. So much. He said, "Mother, one day I'm gonna grow up. Somebody.
I don't know what's going on, but why the devil's alive? So play the devil's a mother
that had two sons. One of the boys was interested in himself. This son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mother, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna take care of your mama just like you've been taking care of me." Oh! That other brother, y'all gonna help me tonight. He was no good. He stayed in trouble all the time. Mama had to always go to court and get a son out of trouble. Until tonight, those boys grew up. One went to college. That old no good boy left home. That mama whacked the fingers to the bone and sent that boy to school. She took him washing and ironing. I want my boy to be somebody. Yes, I do. After about 8 long years, that son came back home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher, mama. Do you know what they told her, mother? We want you to come and live with us. Help us to raise our children." And the years went on by, and their children grew up. One day the school teacher went to her. She said, "Honey, your mommy's in the way now. You ought to get rid of your mom. We got a lot of young folk like that. She uses bad English. She uses this and that. This here and that, that. I want you to put in an old folk home. Somebody see it. Somebody see it. See it. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah." The young man went and knocked on his mother's door. He said, "Mama!" The mama got up and walked to the door. And she opened up a bedroom door. And this son that she'd worked so hard for stood there and said, "Mama, me and my wife been talking. And I got to get rid of it. I got to put you in an old home. Do you know what that mother did in Nashville? That mother turned around and went on back in the room. She began to pack up all of her clothes. Tears streaming down her face. She thought about all the things that she's done for a boy. And now he's getting ready to throw her out the door. Then mama just gave on. She kept on crying. Yes, she did. On the very next day, the son came back again. Here's your mama. They got your stuff together. The limousine is waiting outside. Yes, it is. Then mama reached back and got a hat and coat. The men came in and grabbed a bag. She walked out of that house. She got in that long. She look back. He said, Mama, please don't cry. In your room out there, we're gonna have your color television. We're gonna have everything that you want. That mother just kept on. She kept on crying. Yes, she did. And after a while, Mama sat up and touched her son on the shoulder. She said, Son, I wouldn't mind going to the old folk home if I was sick in my body, but there's nothing wrong with me. Say it, say it, say it. I tell you, I feel something in here now. Father time. They got almost to the old folk home. Way down the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Yes, she did. By the time that old ragged car got there, that mama looked in that ragged car and spotted that old no good son. She said, wait a minute, wait a minute. I believe I saw the boy going there. Yes, I did. I don't feel y'all praying with me here. And they got out. That old no good boy walked over to Mama. Greeted her with a kiss. He said, Mama, how you been doing? I was on my way home to see you. I was on my way to tell you the things I used to do.
too soon. See, our children grow up overnight. Some of them get married, some of them move away from home to New York, Chicago, and other places. But the saddest thing about moving is when you forget that you have a mother back home. I've stopped by tonight to tell our young folk, you don't know how blessed you are if you have a living mother. If you can reach over and pick up the telephone and hear a voice on the other end. Oh, I'd give anything tonight to hear my mother pray again. I'd give anything just to hear a voice. Yes, I would. But I come tonight to tell you, don't take your mother for granted, but do what you can while you can. Hallelujah. I want to tell you about a young man. Hallelujah. And I heard him say, yeah. Pedestal. This baby road is all. I have to give it, mama. But mama, I try. I'll give you flowers while you live. Can I sing some of this?
Amen. I hope you are feeling the word tonight. This is Night Church. You can tune in with us every Sunday night at 11 p.m. The number is 515-605-9329. And if you didn't know, you just press number one and you can speak with me live, or you can just sit back and, you know, tune and listen to the music. We definitely appreciate that. Tonight, as I said, I wanted to do Psalm 12 and 13. So we're going to go in with Psalm 12. And it reads, "Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. Their flattery with their lips, but harbor deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all the fluttering lips, tongues. Those who say, by our tongues we will prevail, our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us? Because the poor are plundered and the needy groan, I will now rise, says the Lord. I will protect them. From those who malign them. The words of the Lord are flawless. Silver purified, incupable, like gold refined 7 times. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked. The wicked who freely strut about when what is vile is honored by the human race. And 12 and 13 are really short, so we're going to do 13. 13 reads, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts day after day, have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? How long will my enemy triumph over me? I'm blown away at these two psalms, like, wow. I want to reread them because it's some people going through some things that I know of right now that probably need this. So let me do that again. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts day after day and have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemies triumph over me? Look on me, Lord, and answer. Lord, my God, give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Now, to me, that's self-explanatory. But to some, you may need to dig into that and understand that a little more.
I won't leave you when I tell you. A few years ago, my wife and I were vacationing in Honolulu, Hawaii. We visited several islands, but when we made it to Honolulu, we went out on the beach one day. And while I'm on the beach, we saw a homeless man pushing in a grocery cart. He had quilts, he had clothes in this grocery cart, and the bench that we sat on, there was a garbage barrel a few feet away from it. I tell you what I saw the homeless man make his way to the garbage barrel. He rummaged around in the garbage barrel. We saw him pull out a Burger King bag. He made it to the nearby bench that was on the other side. I saw him sit down. He took out the bag from his grocery cart. He tore the bag open and he brought out and unwrapped a half-eaten hamburger. He tore open a bag of French fries. He took out a napkin and wiped off the ketchup. Oh, Brandon, I tell you what I saw when he opened that bag and put it in his lap. I saw a homeless man put his hand together and bowed his head and told God, thank you. With tears in my eyes, I said to myself, if a homeless man can bow his head and thank God for coming. Thank you.
I want to ask you a question. I want to know, have you ever been so sick you couldn't pray? You never experienced it, you just keep on living. I can talk about it tonight because I've experienced it. I recall September 71, I went into the hospital because I was becoming paralyzed. The doctor said I had two herniated discs in my spine that needed to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highway, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital afraid to go into that operating room. After I had a talk with myself, then I had a talk with Dr. Jesus. I told him I would go in there if he would go with me. Speak to the doctors and tell the doctors what to do. The 29th day of March, I went into that operating room, no fear. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But tonight I can go, thank God. I can go anywhere. I can sit down to the piano and sing and play again. But so many nights while lying there in that hospital, my body was racked with pain. I was so sick I couldn't pray. The only thing I could do was just look up toward heaven and utter these words. Touch.
Touch me, Lord Jesus.
Look at somebody and tell them 99 and a half won't do.
Why don't you call me? And I tell you what, I
Amen, amen. I hope you received this lesson and blessings today. Peace and blessings for you during the week. Make sure you stay focused. Make sure you stay upbeat. Listen to uplifting words and motivation as much as you can. We're already out of time, so I'll give you guys some motivational. I'll give you a motivational speech tomorrow on Real Talk with Dr. Divine. But make sure, you got 60 seconds, I hear you, but make sure tomorrow's topic, we are speaking on who comes first in a relationship once you are in a significant relationship, once you're married. Does your mom still come first, men? And ladies, does your dad still come first? I mean, I would love that. This is going to be good tomorrow. Love, peace, and angries. We are back in the building, God willing. I'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless. Love you all. Let's see what we're going to get on out of here with.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never
would
have
made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.